Every Friday, we get the lowdown on what critics are saying about the weekend's new movies. It's compiled by the online magazine Slate. Here is Mark Jordan Ligon with Summary Judgment.
We start with the wide-release musical Idlewild. Set in the 1930s at a southern speakeasy, the members of the hit group Outkast lead an ensemble that also includes Terrence Howard, Macy Gray, and Ving Rhames. The critics are split on this adventurous film, with many applauding the musical sequences. While the New York Times frowns, the joint doesn't jump, it just twitches and stumbles. The Washington Post shouts, for all its shortcomings, Idlewild also has something that few films can pull off, moments of pure cinematic fabulousness and breathtaking dance sequences. And Entertainment Weekly says, it's a romp, a ticket to a rowdy good time. Next up is the feel-good sports drama Invincible, based on the true story of local bartender Vince Papale, who ignores staggering odds trying to make the team as a walk-on with the Philadelphia Eagles back in the 1970s. Mark Wahlberg and Greg Kinnear star.
I'm Dick Vermeil.
Vince Papale.
Vince, pretty good workout you just turned in. Vince, you mind me asking you how old you are?
No, I don't mind. Mind me asking how old you are, Coach?
Despite the standard cliches, the nation's critics cheer this underdog story. USA Today admits it doesn't offer any surprises, but it's a well-made, fairly exciting movie that, like its hero, has heart. The Hollywood Reporter finds it a persuasive and enjoyable sports film, and the Village Voice chants, Invincible joins Rocky or Breaking Away as one of the few satisfying sports movies in which the foundation built upon a heap of cliches holds strong. And we close with the film Snakes at a Beer Fest. Beer Fest is the latest from the wild comedy troupe Broken Lizard, which also made the college cult favorite Super Troopers a few years back. For those of you still requiring a plot synopsis for a movie entitled Beer Fest, you are not the core audience.
Oh, 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
The nation's critics argue, less plot, tastes great. The Austin Chronicle sniffs, the vulgarity is so over the top and the decent jokes too few and far between. The Minneapolis Star Tribune calls it cleverly construed bad taste, but the Arizona Republic foams, Beer Fest serves up a keg's worth of fun. Well, that's a zany out there idea, the Beer Olympics. That could never happen. Why do I feel Anheuser-Busch is text messaging ESPN at this very moment?
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.